Morning.
Hi, Betty. Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
How are you?
Very good. And you?
Pretty good so far.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I've been trying to watch my minutes on my cell phone. I need to add a few. So I wasn't on the last couple of days, so I thought, well, I'm missing out. I don't like to miss out.
I know. It's a typical thing. I'm hearing some feedback there. Are you getting any of that?
I hear a little bit. I have my headset on. If that makes a difference or not. I'm going to mute for just a minute and see if that makes a difference.
Okay. Anybody else on this morning?
Hi, Betty. It's Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing just fine, I think. It was a pretty rough night with storms traveling through here, so
that
is what's going on here.
Well, I think I still heard the sound, so maybe it's not me, or did you hear it?
No, I did not hear it.
Maybe it is my headset.
Yeah, because now that you unmuted, you're hearing it back at me again.
Okay. I'm going to mute unless I have something to say. How about that?
Okay, thank you, Jeannie.
No problem.
I had found a seasoning mix for an adobo sauce and thought that was interesting to have and kind of just have it available sitting around instead of having to worry about running out to purchase it. I don't know what is in the adobo seasoning that you would normally get. But this is just 3/4 cup of sea salt, 2 tablespoons of fresh ground pepper, 1 teaspoon of turmeric, 1 tablespoon of ground garlic. You put that all in a jar, an airtight container, and they said put a few grains of rice in it to keep it so that it takes the moisture out of any that might accumulate in that seasoning mix. But I thought that was pretty interesting. Does anybody have adobo seasoning that they use, like from Penzies or anything like that you would have a clue as to what, if these are the same ingredients that you might find in it?
I have some. I'm going to go in my little spice box here. I did bring it with me, I think. So I'll look, and then I'll let you know when I get it.
Okay, great. That's great.
Betty, how do you spell the name of that seasoning?
A-D-O-B-O.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Well, no, I guess I didn't bring it. I don't see it.
Yeah, I guess I can find a the catalog and what they have to say there. But this was, if I remember correctly, this was a, gal with a Mexican background that had gone to her sister's and was cooking, and the sister did not have any of the adobo seasoning. So this is what she mixed up to have so that she wouldn't have to run out to the store to get it. So I'm thinking it's pretty close to what it needs to be. Any thoughts or concerns to bring up at this point? Anything going on with the vital balance or anything else?
Betty?
Yes.
I found, hold on one second. I took my headset off. I looked at Penzi's online and it says it's, great for perking up low sodium and low fat diets. Sprinkle on in place of salt and pepper before cooking. And it's hand mixed from garlic, onion, tella cherry, black pepper, Mexican oregano, cumin, and cayenne red pepper.
Well, that has a lot more in than this.
Yeah, it does. So it says it's a traditional and popular Mexican spice mix, not hot, but spicy and rich in flavor and salt-free. So if you can look online at Penzies.com. Penzies, yeah, Penzies, P-E-N-Z-E-Y-S.com. And then just type in, it'll have a search section.
I think, yes, that, you know, probably if we added like just a teaspoon of cumin to that, and it would still give you kind of the same basic thing, or a quarter teaspoon of something else, whatever we find, but which it would probably work as well.
I think so too. Yep.
Oh, yes, so I'll go in and look that up and see what to add to it.
Cool. Thank you.
Anybody else have anything? Thank you, Jeannie. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I was just watching a local program that was on, and they had a recipe this morning called Edamame Rice Salad that I thought looked really interesting as well. I thought of you, Jeannie. I don't know why, whether it was just a salad that I thought would you like.
I love edamame.
Yeah. So this is just I'll read it to you. I'm going to put these up on, well, I'm going to put this one up on the blog afterwards, so it will be there for you if you're interested in it. But it's 2 cups of cooked long grain rice and seasoned with salt.
Has arrived.
2 cups of cooked and shelled edamame, 2 small cucumbers peeled, seeded, diced, 1/2 cup of finely diced celery, 1/4 cup of thinly sliced green onions, sea salt to taste, chopped fresh paste, 1 cup of sprouts, whatever kind you'd like, 2 ripe avocados, peeled, pitted, diced, and then it has a wasabi vinaigrette, which is, they call for 1/2 cup of sunflower oil, which pretty heavy for what we'd use, so I think I'd be adjusting that down. 1/4 cup of rice vinegar, 2 teaspoons of sugar, wasabi paste to taste. So that's pretty much it. You just mix up the vinaigrette and put it over all the other things that you've mixed in a bowl. And the avocados go on just before serving, and the sprouts kind of go on the top of the serving. that sounded really nice, refreshing. But a little different. The wasabi vinaigrette would be a little different kind of flavor than what we're used to having.
I'll try it once you get it up there.
Hey.
Someone else just join us?
Joanne and Char. Good morning.
Morning. I was just reading I don't think you heard all of the beginning of what I was reading was an edamame rice salad. And I said I'll put it up on the blog if anybody is interested in pulling it off there.
That sounds good. It sounded good what I heard, so I didn't want to have you repeat it, so that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll just sit there and everybody, it'll be available to everybody. So, and you know, I was looking also in the latest Vegetarian Times is July and August, and on page 56, they have they're talking about luaus, basically, and this is a recipe that they have in there, and it's called LAU. And it makes eight rolls, and I thought it was kind of a takeoff on the one that you had talked to us about, Char. I think it was with the collard.
Oh yeah, leaves. Collard. Uh huh.
Yes. And this is with wrapped up with collard leaves as well, and it uses sweet potato and spinach and coconut milk and green onions and some pepper flakes and a little smoked paprika as the filling.
Well, that one sounds good, too. I've got the magazine, so look it up.
Yeah,
I just got
on
it.
Page 56.
56?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Has anybody else done any new recipes or anything to bring to our attention?
I did a repeat of the one that I really like, the one that G found in, I think it was VT also, Vegetarian Times, the red lentil hummus. Man, that really goes over well with everybody. It's so creamy, I don't think I want to eat regular hummus anymore.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
oh, wait. I take it every week.
You do it every week?
I do. It's just really good.
Was that? Maybe it wasn't out of Vegetarian Times, because I don't have it down here where it came from.
No, that one was from our local paper, the gal, Michelle Dudash. It's her name. I think you can go MichelleDudash.com and look under recipes. She's one of the writers, one of the health food writers for the Phoenix, Arizona Republic, I believe it is.
Tell me the spelling on the last name, because I was going to look that up, even though I've got this one. I think you sent this one down.
I think I did, too. I should maybe attach that to online on the blog, maybe.
There you go.
I think that's...
Yeah.
Well, how do you spell her last name?
It's D as in David, U, and then D as in David, A-S-H, D-dash.
Oh, okay. I know, and just dot com, huh?
I believe so, yeah.
I trust him when I get a really good recipe.
She spelled Michelle with two L's, yeah.
Okay.
When I find somebody that's got a really good recipe, I trust them for looking at some other ones.
Yes, that's true.
She does like a clean eating kind of thing. She's not completely plant-based, but she has some really good ones there.
Also in vegetarian times, they have a whole write-up. It's the One Food, Five Ways that I always love to check out in this magazine. So the one food this time is eggplant. So they have on page 69 a stuffed eggplant with lentils and millet that I thought looked really interesting to make too. So that'll be on my list of trying it.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Yes. In the AARP magazine from April and May, they have a couple pages in here of Dr. Oz's handbook for health living. But one of the things that I thought was interesting, they just have a quote of his here that says, "People say their weight is genetic, but people who are overweight also have overweight pets. That's not genetic." I thought that was hysterical.
It is.
So he has one healthy product no woman should ever leave home without, and that's sunglasses. Women are twice as likely as men to develop age-related macular degeneration, a serious condition of the eye's retina that gradually destroys the sharp vision needed for common daily tasks like driving or reading. Bright light may be involved in the process that starts AMD, which is the macular degeneration. So make sure to carry your sunglasses with you at all times. Two is bad habits you should drop. Eating fat-free, he's saying, since the cut-down on fat food craze began 30 years ago, the obesity rate in America has more than doubled. What many don't realize is that fat-free products often contain added sugar, flour, and calories. So choose low-fat over no-fat when possible. Well, I have a little bit of trouble with that one. If you're eating clean, I think that the no-fat or low-fat is kind of a toss-up for me. I don't want either one of them. The second bad habit drop is pill popping for every ache and pain. It astounds me how frequently people reach for over-the-counter painkillers without trying to address the cause of the problem. If you do this, ask your doctor to work with you to find out the underlying source of your pain. Try exercise and stress-relieving activities too. Three good habits you should adopt. Joints. After age 55, osteoarthritis affects more women than men, and it increases in frequency with age. Protection is key to keeping your joints healthy.
Mary Lou has arrived.
And use them when kneeling on hard surfaces. Go fish. Omega-3s, especially those found in fish oil, may help protect those cognitive wheels as you age. Get your omega-3s from fatty fish like salmon 2 or 3 times a week. I also recommend daily fish oil pill with 600 milligrams of DHA. I think I'd rather do the Vital Balance. Thank you very much. 4 tests every woman should have by 50, a colonoscopy, a pap test, mammogram, and bone density. Four tests every man should have by 50. Prostate, colonoscopy, skin check, and hearing. Three good habits men should adopt. Build a mood ring. I don't know what that means. Maintaining a strong social network is key as you age, says Positive. Friendships have been shown to boost spirits and even improve health. Having close friends may also help ward off depression, a disease that frequently goes undiagnosed among older men. I think that mood ring is good for men and women. That's part of what the call is, isn't it? Having close friends to ward off depression, disease that frequently goes undiagnosed. Trust the doctor and take your vitamin D. Vitamin D3 is essential for bone health and has been associated with reduced inflammation, too. Because it's difficult to get enough D3 from food, I recommend taking 1,000 international units in supplemental daily with a healthy fat to improve absorption. Two bad habits you should drop. Sitting too much. Long hours at your desk. Heading your easy chair at home can increase your risk of diabetes, heart disease, and premature death. Recent research shows that it's how much time you spend sitting, even if you engage in daily exercise, that increases your risk of chronic disease. Relying on technology may be at risk for developing impairment more often than women. Surprising link to memory loss, spending too much on external sources of memory like cell phones. Dial at least one number by memory, stay sharp. One health product no man should ever leave home without, and that's sun. Men over. Dogs can die from skin cancer. Sunscreen with all times and reapply it every 2 hours when you're out in the sun. Focus your ears and scalp, two areas where skin cancer is more common in men than women. Comments? The last thing he has is 5 numbers everyone should know. Your blood pressure, about 1 in 3 people has high blood pressure, the driving force behind heart disease, stroke, and kidney failure. Because high blood pressure often has no symptoms, you'll need to keep track of your own numbers. The systolic pressure, the top number, should never be over 120. Your waist size. Waist size is one of the strongest predictors of heart disease and diabetes. Measure yours by placing a measuring around your waist, above your hip bone, and below your rib cage. It should be less than half your height, about 35 inches for a man and 32.5 inches for a woman. Your weight. More than 60% of adults in the United States are overweight and 1/3 are obese. For the average woman standing 5'4", the starting point for obesity is 175 pounds. The average man standing 5'9" is obese if he weighs 196 pounds. Losing just 10 pounds can help. Your cholesterol. Your cholesterol levels are measured with a simple blood test, but the total cholesterol number is not as important as your HDL, good cholesterol, and LDL, bad cholesterol levels. HDL should be above 40. mg/dl for a man and 50 mg/dl for a woman. LDL should be below 100 mg/dl. Your blood sugar. Elevated blood sugar levels can increase your risk of heart disease, diabetes, even Alzheimer's disease. For the most accurate measurement, fasting blood sugar must be taken at least 8 hours after eating. A fasting blood sugar reading above 100 is considered pre-diabetic. That's his article. Anybody have any comments or concerns or anything to bring toward that? So what's new or different with all of you today?
This is Mary Lou, and I've been off for the call for quite a bit lately, but got to get the last part of it this today. So thank you. It sounded good.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Good to hear from you.
And thank you, Betty, and I'll go in and listen to what I missed for that. Create the habit of doing that. Thank you.
Yeah, and I have to make bread again today. You know, Char, you got me terribly hooked on that.
I know. My son was over here, and I think he ate a half a loaf. He says, "Do you realize how much of that bread I ate, Mom?" And fresh veggies and the red lentil hummus, we had some, and a couple of salads. Everybody had a plenty of a feast, and it was all done ahead of time, so I love it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I'm still experimenting with different flours with it, but so every loaf that I make is a whole different experience, but I haven't found anything that's any kind of problem for me. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's been good for our family and the people that we pass things on to also, so. Lots of good ideas we have to work with, don't we?
Absolutely. Well, I think we're just about at half hour time, so anybody have anything else to bring up at this point before we, any questions or thoughts before we sign off today?
Just one thing that I heard, I forget whether it was on the Dax or as I was watching last night, it was a repeat, but it kind of hit me about how important sleep is and why people who don't get a good amount of sleep every night become overweight. And it was the ghrelin and the leptin. The ghrelin is the bad one, right? It increases.
Oh, I don't know.
I think the ghrelin is the hormone that creates obesity because it makes you hungry, and that increases when you are not getting the adequate amount of sleep. Leptin is the one that gives you satiety. So it actually is a hormonal thing when you're not getting enough sleep. So you want to eat more. I don't remember hearing it like that way before.
I have to watch my behavior today since I didn't get any sleep last night. Did you have those come through your area, man?
We sent them right to you, and it just kept going and going and going.
Oh, my word, yes.
Yeah.
That was nasty.
It finally stopped. I went to bed about 12:30, and it had finally stopped lightning. I don't know that we got any during the night. I don't think we did. They're predicting the same thing again today.
Yes. Yes, here as well. So, yeah, that's not fun.
No, it started like 3:30, and then about 7:45 it started and just didn't stop until after midnight.
Yeah, well, I don't think I stopped almost 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, you're a couple of hours behind us.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah.
I hope tonight is better for us.
Well, the good thing is
both
we don't have
us.
And I'm sorry, what did you say?
The good thing is we don't have to water the garden.
That is a good thing. That is a good thing. Yeah, we were in dire need.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes. Okay, anything else, anybody?
Thank you, thank you.
All righty, thank you all for your participation. Always appreciate you, and have a wonderful day. Enjoy yourselves, and we'll talk tomorrow with Jeannie.
Thanks, Betty.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks, Betty.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.